The unemployment rate was unchanged despite almost 500,000 people getting new jobs as temporary help reached two milestones again. This is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on March 2014 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate was unchanged at 6.7% in March. A year ago, in March 2013, the unemployment rate was 7.5%. The labor force grew by 503,000 in March, and there were nearly as many more employed persons, 476,000, and only 27,000 more people were unemployed, and those not in the workforce declined by 331,000. In other words, although the size of the labor force expanded in March, the number of employed persons grew by almost as much, and the number of unemployed persons rose, but by a relatively small number. Therefore, the unemployment rate didn't change. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, saw the number of all new jobs rise by 192,000 in March. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector grew by 25,000 in March, but growth seemed to be heading in the wrong direction since January experienced a 65,000 job increase, and February grew by 40,000. Manufacturers, after adding 19,000 jobs in February, which was an improvement from the 8,000 it grew by in January, declined by 1,000 in March. March's performance can be attributed to the 9,000 job decline in non-durable goods, as durable goods added 8,000 jobs. Growth in the construction sector was about the same in March as in February, with 19,000 new jobs in March after adding essentially the same amount in February, but well below the pace of January when it added 51,000 jobs. Mining and logging added 7,000 jobs last month, mainly courtesy of its support activities from the mining subsector. The private service providing sector continued to recover from relatively weak growth of 101,000 in January, with revised growth of 148,000 in February and an increase of 167,000 in March. The retail trade sector shifted gears, and instead of cutting its inventory of jobs, which it did in January and February, it added 21,300 jobs in March. The professional and business services sector's growth was disappointing, with growth of only 57,000 in March, which, although better than January's gain of only 49,000, was less than the February increase of 81,000. Accounting and bookkeeping services may have miscalculated by adding 17,000 jobs in February because they actually deleted 100 jobs in March. The education and health services sector added a total of 34,000 jobs in March. The sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector added 6,700 jobs. Growth in the healthcare and social assistance portion was 27,000, with home healthcare services adding 8,500 in March after declining by almost 2,000 in February. New hiring in leisure and hospitality was remarkably consistent, with 29,000 more jobs in March, which was about the same amount in January as well as in February. The total number of government jobs were unchanged. The government shrank by 9,000, state government was down by 2,000, but local government took up the slack and was up by 11,000. In March, temporary help services again had some very strong growth, with an increase of 28,500 jobs to a record 2,837,500. The sector was up a similar amount, 27,600, in February. This was growth of 1.0% from February and a 9.6% increase from March of 2013. This was the highest year-on-year growth since the summer of 2012. And temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, blew past all previous records to 2.06% in March, which was almost 0.02 percentage points above last month's reading, which had been the highest level at that time. Total non-farm growth was 192,000, but although within the trend of the past few months, many analysts and labor market observers were expecting much more, as they thought the severe weather of January and February had suppressed hiring earlier in the year. Revised data for January is showing a 144,000 job increase, and February was up 197,000. We suspect you'll be hearing a lot of interesting interpretations of the jobs numbers, ranging from March drop growth was actually weak since it should have been much higher because of the bad weather at the beginning of the year, to the severe weather apparently did not change employers' hiring plans. We wonder if any expert will fess up and say, whoops, we got it wrong, or we really had no idea, we were only guessing. The fact is, the employment economy continues to pump out new jobs at a fairly steady pace. The employment economy appears to be taking Daedalus' advice by not flying too high nor too low and getting its wings overheated and melt or overly damp and clog, Both actions would cause the employment economy, as it did to his son Icarus, to plummet into the sea. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report, with the ability to replay only certain sections and view charts and tables in detail, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.